listening to the Docs and Jocks Sports Medicine Radio Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Dr. Dan and Ferris.
Hey, welcome back to Docs and Jocks, your sports medicine radio show. Man, great to have you with us today. Man, if you ever want to catch our show and you're not in our radio listening audience, you can go to our podcast at iTunes, Docs and Jocks, D-O-X-N-J-O-X, or you can catch us on our nationally syndicated SB Nation feed by going to Podcast Arena and listen to Docs and Jocks, D-O-X-N-J-O-X. Hey, Ferris, we're honored, as always, to have on a good friend of Docs and Jocks, been on several times before, our good friend Lance Berkman. Lance, thanks for being on the show.
Great, thanks for having me.
Man, Lance, I thought in the past we've always talked strictly baseball and kind of all the things that you're involved in. I thought our listening audience, because this is your first year up for the Hall of Fame ballot, and so I thought our listening audience, I haven't done this in the past, and you're a very humble guy, but I wanted to kind of let our listening audience know some of your accolades in the past. In 1997, you were the National College Player of the Year, first-team All-American at Rice. You won the College World Series that year, hit 41 home runs, which is third all-time NCAA, and 134 RBIs, second all-time in the NCAA college baseball world. 15-year Major League Baseball career, six-time National League All-Star, 2011 World Series champ, where you hit .423, on-base percentage .516, slugged .577 to help the St. Louis Cardinals win the World Series. National League Comeback Player of the Year in 2011, as well as a 2002 RBI champ. Finished top three in the NL MVP voting twice. And only you were one of the three Bs, one of the killer Bs, that helped the Astros back to prominence in a World Series appearance with the Astros hitting .385. And by the way, you are, I didn't realize this, you're only one of two switch hitters to ever hit 40 home runs in multiple years, the other one being Mickey Mantle. And you have a higher OPS at .943 than Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Frank Robinson, and Mike Schmidt. Quite a career, Lance, man. I know that's a lot of numbers I just threw out there for our listening audience, but quite a career when you look back at it.
Yeah, it seems like it went by in a hurry, but, you know, some of those numbers are good, but some are a little bit misleading because some of those guys played a lot longer into what many would consider the twilight of their, I think Willie Mays played for like 24 years or something like that. So he was about 70 years old running around out there, and I'm sure that affected his OPS and all that stuff. So, but it is great to, you know, to have your name mentioned even in the same sentence with those guys.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things that you could have done is you could have played longer, but you know the reason, and we're a sports medicine show here, the reason you retired partly is because of some knee injuries, different elbow injuries, different injuries to your body that you felt like your ability to play at the level you wanted to was starting to wane. So you chose to leave earlier than a lot of those guys did, but it was partly due to injury, was it not?
Oh, no question about it. And, you know, it's one of those things where you mentioned it. For me, I've always been the kind of guy that, like, you know, if I was 3 for 4, I would just kind of obsess over what happened that fourth at bat. Like, I wouldn't, you know, wouldn't be satisfied with just the three hits. And it got to the point where I wasn't able to compete, or I didn't feel like I was competing like I knew I had in the past, or like I felt like I should be. And that ultimately was too tough to take. Like, I just, you know, I didn't want to go out there and hit .250, yeah. You know, which is kind of, I think, about what I batted my last year there. Just didn't want to do that, and had a family at home. And one thing that happens now, you know, the money in the game is so good that most guys are not having to play as long because they make, you know, you make plenty of money when you're in your prime, whereas right. A lot of those older guys, I mean, heck, you know, that was the best job they were going to get, so they held on to it as long as they could, and so there was a lot of factors, but, you know, certainly everybody, I think, you know, if you're like me, everybody always looks back and think, man, you know, what could I have done differently or better, or I should have done this or that, but I think just taking a step back and looking at my career, I'm pretty satisfied with, you know, with the way it turned out.
Absolutely. Ferris?
Lance, is it hard to turn that off? You said you'd be obsessed with, like, at-bat number 4, and then you finally decide to retire. Is it difficult to make that switch? You've been a competitive athlete your whole life.
It is a little bit. I mean, I think part of it, you know, another part of the reason that I decided to stop playing is, you know, you kind of get tired of being in that mindset constantly where you feel like you're always under the gun and it's never good enough and you're always, you know, pushing yourself. And so I think really, I mean, there's no doubt that the injuries played a part in the physical part of ending my career. But really, more than anything else, I feel like the mental side of things, I just kind of got burnt out mentally of fighting that battle and, you know, having to be, when you're playing at the major league level, you're competing on such a razor's edge. I mean, you got to be on your game every night. And after a while, it takes its toll when you're using that kind of emotional energy. And so, anyway, it was just time. You know, I think the game kind of lets you know when it's time. And for me, it was time to go. So,
hey, Ferris, I just got done a couple weeks ago. We were excited to hear that Jack Morris, he's been on Docs and Jocks, and he was one of those pitchers that didn't get in the Hall of Fame for a while. And then he finally got in because he was such a big game pitcher. When the spotlight was on, it seemed like Jack Morris did his best. It seems like that was the case with your career as well. As you look at the World Series that he had with the Astros, you hit .385, led the team in RBIs. 2011 World Series, maybe the greatest World Series game ever, was that Game 6 game where you come back and beat the Texas Rangers. But you hit .423, .516, you know, on base percentage, slugged .577. You know, when you look at your career, man, it seems like when the spotlight was on, the bigger the game, the better you did. Is that what brought that about in your case?
Fear. I mean, I always tell people, yeah, I'm coaching high school, which I think we talked about on the last time I was on the show, but I always tell guys, look, I mean, you think you could run faster if we're out here running for enjoyment, or if I turn a German Shepherd loose on you, you know, you can always run faster when you're running for your life. And so, you know, when you get on that big stage, you kind of feel like you're playing for your life. And,
yeah.
And for whatever reason, that always made me focus that much more, made me play better than maybe I could have or should have otherwise. And so I think that's the main thing. And I will say that, you know, that's one. If I'm looking back on my career, the thing that I'm most proudest of is not, you know, some of the all-star games or the individual things. It's the you know, the performance in the World Series. Yeah. And the playoffs. You know, I just feel like that, to me, is the most satisfying part of my career, just looking back.
Absolutely. Ferris?
Lance, when you get in those, or when you were in those pressure situations, is it more about trying to focus more or do more, or is it more about trying to do things exactly how you did it, even though there's so much pressure there, or is it a kind of a combination?
Yeah, you know, you can't keep it the same. I mean, that's what coaches talk about it all the time, really, because they've probably never been terrified like that when you have to perform, because there's no way, you know, it's just impossible to trick your brain into saying, oh, well, this is just the same as the regular season. It's not. And I think the big game performers that I have been around that have had success went the other direction. They embraced it and they acknowledged it for what it was. Like, this is a huge game. This is a huge moment. And, you know, allowed that to drive their focus to a level that, you know, that it's hard to get it to in any other way. So, I mean, you know, some guys, when they get into those big games, you know, their focus gets too big. You know, everything kind of comes at them. They get overwhelmed, and they're seeing everything, and they're trying, you know, so hard to do well that it backfires on them. But the guys that I've been around that really played well in big games, they made that go the other direction, where it narrows the focus, it cleans the mind. It, you know, like, there's no such thing as saying this is the same as the regular season. What they do is they say, this is a big game. And I'm going to get into a state of concentration that's so keen that all I'm thinking about is what my job is and, yeah, you know, and how best to execute. And I think that's the formula for success on the big stage.
You know, this year's Hall of Fame class is pretty crowded with some big names. And a couple of those are your former teammates, Mariano Rivera and Andy Pettit. So it's good to see you going in, hopefully, with some friends of yours.
Well, I mean, I think those guys will – I mean, obviously, Mariano's going to go in. He's a first-ballot guy. I think Andy deserves to be a first-ballot Hall of Famer, much for some of the same reasons. I mean, he is the biggest winner I've ever been around in my entire life. I mean, you look at what he was able to do with the Yankees, and then he came over and helped us get to the World Series. And, I mean, he just has the it factor that people always talk about. So I'd love to see him. I think he's a – in my opinion, he's a no-doubt first-ballot Hall of Famer, but you never know what they're going to do. So anyway, yeah, no, there's some really talented guys, as there are, you know, most every year. And not everybody can get in, and you know, I don't anticipate getting in. You know, I really don't anticipate getting in at all. But if I do, I think it's going to be more of a, you know, like a Jack Morris situation, like you referenced earlier, yeah. where just over the course of time, you know, maybe as some of the analytics statistics, you know, like the OPS yeah. and the all those kind of like the counting stats, home runs and RBIs. As a corner player, outfielder, first baseman, you know, they want to see you hit 450 homers and driving 1500 runs. And, you know, I didn't quite get there. But in terms of like on base percentage and some of the things that they've, you know, recently started to value a little bit more, as that trend continues, I think that I at least have a chance of getting in.
Hey, Speed, liking to watch guys play. Have you enjoyed watching Matt Holliday, your former teammate, back with the Colorado Rockies, getting to play a little bit of baseball, meaningful baseball here in September?
Oh yeah, no, I'm really happy for Matt. You know, he actually, I don't know if it's been, you know, people know about it, but he had a mercury poisoning incident
oh, wow.
that was really hindering him last year, and I feel like he's just now getting healthy. Of course, he's always been in great shape physically, and he's the kind of guy that, because of the way he takes care of himself, you know, he might have another 3 or 4 good years in him. So,
well, Lance, we're big fans here, man. We're hoping, rooting that you'll get in the Hall of Fame, and, man, your number one stats are amazing. If you go back from the decade of 2000-2010, one of the greatest power hitters, also that included on-base percentage, getting on base and hitting a 300 average. So, Lance, we wish you all the best. Thanks for being on Docs and Jocks. We'll have you on again real soon. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back with more of your Sports Medicine Radio Show, Docs and Jocks, after this short commercial break.